ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने। Now, you should come with me in Vrindavan, in Navadvip Dham Godram. Sannyasi Thakur is asking question. You should stand up and tell what was the question and what was his answer in very brief. But very strongly. Not me, me.
Amagyan, Tumarandasya.
No, no, nothing. Begin.
Yesterday, Guru Maharaj was reading from Sri Jaiva, from Saptam Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Guru Maharaj, the last 2 days, he described how Sannyasi Thakur had been attracted to Krishna consciousness. He said he was engage in Brahmavad, the cultivation of Brahmagyan. That is those people who think that God has no
form.
What
was his question? And what was the answer? In brief, you should tell. In very easy language.
So after some days, Sannyasi Thakur cultivated deep faith in the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj, Premdas Babaji Maharaj. So one morning he approached him, O Guru Maharaj, O Vaishnav Thakur, I have one question that no one else could answer. If the absolute truth is one, then how is it that there are so many different philosophies, so many different opinions, so many different types of ideas, so many different scriptures? I cannot understand. So Srila Babaji Maharaj, he meditated on the lotus feet of Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he gave a very deep answer. So there is only one religion. That is called Sanatan Dharma. So in this world, there are only three things which are Sanatan or eternal. The Jiva is eternal. The Jiva never changes, is never born, is never died. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is also eternal. He is never born, He never changes, He has no transformation. And the relationship between the eternal spirit soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is also eternal. So these three eternal things are called Sanatan Dharma. Vastu. So Babaji Maharaj is explaining, every object that is created has a certain nature, innate nature. For example, what is the nature of water? The nature of water is liquidity. What is the nature of fire? The nature of fire is to burn, heat and light. So Babaji Maharaj is explaining, what is the eternal nature of the soul? What is the intrinsic nature of the soul? Isn't it? That can never be separated from the soul. It can never be added to the soul. That is called Sanatan Dharma. And Babaji Maharaj will explain what is the nature of the soul. And Guru Maharaj will now explain. The nature of the soul is service. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Sarupa Hoy Nityar Krishna Das Tatastha Shakti Ar Beda Bed Prakash. The Swarup, or the intrinsic nature of every single soul here, is what? Is to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Babaji Maharaj was explaining, in this world there are only two types of objects. One is jar, one is chaitan. One is material or inert, unconscious, and the other one is conscious and has independent desire, which is the spirit soul in this world. For example, this flower or this cloth, it has no independence, it has no desire. Why? It has no consciousness because it is inert. But the spirit soul, when it is present in the body, then that body manifests consciousness, manifest desire. It experiences happiness, distress, heat and cold. So what is the nature of the soul? The nature of the soul is, the symptom of the soul is consciousness. So what is the intrinsic nature of the soul? The intrinsic nature of the soul is to eternally serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the intrinsic nature of water is liquidity. But sometimes it appears that water changes and its nature is lost. For example, sometimes water becomes ice. Sometimes water becomes steam. But the intrinsic nature, the real nature of that water is never lost. Only sometimes it is transformed. For example, when you put ice, water into the refrigerator, it becomes ice. But when you put the ice onto a table and again it experiences room temperature, then the normal eternal nature of that ice will again revert to its natural state, which is water. So in this world, the soul, its eternal nature is never lost, never destroyed. Nityasiddha Krishna Prem Sadhu Kabanoi Shravanadi Sute Chite Kabi Udoi. This Krishna consciousness or love for the Supreme Personality of Krishna is not brought in from outside. It is eternally situated in the soul. From the beginning, the soul has no beginning, so that love towards Krishna has no beginning. Only the soul comes in this material world, and that eternal nature becomes transformed. Like water becomes transformed into ice, like water becomes transformed into steam. So when the soul gradually, by the influence of the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, the Holy Name, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the real nature of the soul will again manifest. So this is, in very brief, the teachings of Premdas Babaji Maharaj.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Good expression. So, religion is one, and that is love and affection for Supreme Lord. Only this love and affection is real Vaishnava dharma, Sanatana dharma, or anything, Bhagavad dharma. But this, sometimes, like water, it becomes like ice, or
transformed.
Sometimes, like fogs, this is also what? Transformation of water. When it becomes ice, then you can take it and you can throw to anyone and it will cause injury. But by water, not. So it has been transferred. Love that is for Krishna there, the intrinsic mode of jiva, now it has been transferred. And, we are loving each other. Dogs, cats also. This body, girlfriend, boyfriend. What is this? This is anitya dharma. Only coming from there, that the root is there in Golok Vrindavan, in the heart of jiva. But now it has been transferred, like water has transferred into why? So low temperature it has become, in cold temperature. So now, due to maya, that real dharma, prem for Krishna, is now has been transferred and changed, and now that is we loving each other. Now here is what? It is like a lust here in this world. Perverted. But really, in pure stage, it is love and affection for Krishna. Coming from the heart of gopis, from Brajavasi. Yeah. So, he is telling, Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna is Das. Krishna is Tatastha Sakti, Vedabhi Prakash. Atayo, Krishna Bhuli Sei Jivan Adi Bahirmukh, Atayo Maya Tare Deya Sansari. Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. But Krishna Bhuli, there is some defect in worldly languages. They are not perfect. So they cannot purely express what is in Swarup. So if the word is Krishna Bhuli, ji forget Krishna, what it means? It seems that once he was engaged in Krishna service, but now he has forgotten. But really this is not true. And that is why he is telling next line, Krishna Tatastha Sakti Veda Ved Prakash. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly has told all these things. Yes, I will explain all these things. He has taken from Srila Sanatana Goswami, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Satsandarbha Jiva Goswami, and he has explained here. And what is this? Oh, you have the book? Contrary. Verse 8, na? Oh, yes. Right. No. Yes. Jiva ka swarup nitya Krishna das. Take it from there. There you have? Author, you can speak and explain. You can stand up and talk. He should. She should. You can take a phone. Oh, you are what? Oh, he will take time. See. So you should. Oh, you should sit down. Afterward, you can.
By his original nature, the jiva is an eternal servant of Krishna.
You should very carefully note down in your heart and your paper.
His swarup dharma is service to Sri Krishna. Bhagavan's illusory energy, Maya, punishes those jivas who are opposed to him and who have given up their constitutional dharma, becoming absorbed in material enjoyment. She binds them in the ropes of the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja, and tama, covers them with gross and subtle bodies, puts them in the miserable cycle of karma, and forces them to suffer happiness and distress in heaven and hell. This is from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Dasamuh.
Oh, where is that? Not it. Kuta dekhai. Je Baldev Prabhu Kashyap hai. After that. Oh, you should read. After that. Golok Vrindavan mein. Oh, you stand up.
Innumerable jivas appear from Sri Baladev Prabhu to serve Vrindavan Vihari Sri Krishna as his eternal associates in Golok Vrindavan. And others appear from Sri Sankarsana to serve the Lord of Vaikuntha, Sri Narayan, in the spiritual sky. Eternally relishing ras, engaged in the service of their worshipable Lord, they always remain fixed in their constitutional position. They always strive to please Bhagavan and are always favorable to him. By virtue of the spiritual shakti, they have the strength to stay fixed in their devotion, and they have no connection with the material energy. In fact, they are unaware that there is an illusory energy called Maya. Since they reside in the spiritual world, Maya stays far from them and does not affect them at all. Always absorbed in the bliss of serving their worshipable Lord, they are eternally liberated and are free from material happiness and distress. Their life is love alone, and they are not even conscious of misery, death or fear.
Very good. More. Then Karnabdi said,
there are also innumerable,
or they are all liberated. They don't know what is Maya and what is this material world. Never. But who knows? Who are we? Oh, go on. After that. Who are we? We have come from Tatastha Shakti, from a
marginal point.
Oh, let me tell. A manifestation of Baldev Prabhu. Oh, that is called Karnabdi Sai Vishnu. He is in the marginal line. What is called Karnabdhi? What is? Like Khir Samudra. What is Khir Samudra? Ocean of milk. So what is Karnabdhi? Ocean. Cause of auction. Now material thing. Cause there is. Why? From where Jeev comes. This material world. Not Golok Vrindavan wala. Only this. Not even from Vaikunth they are coming. Only those who are in marginal line of from the head of Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu. They are coming out. In them, among them, some are liberated. If they see towards Vaikuntha, at once they will go without delay. And those who will look after this world. They will. Why this? Because Jiva are independent. Krishna has made them independent. And this independence of Jivas that Krishna has given, like a very jewel, they can use or misuse. If they are using well, they will quickly go towards Vaikuntha. And if they are misusing this thing, independence, they will have to suffer so much. So from there, why? I am giving an example. Take a sword. Sword, you know?
Yeah, or a knife.
Very short. Take some
mustard
seed. Very small and round, so much. And especially you should drop it, that it should come in the middle of that. But even, some will come this side, some will come on that side. Why? So Jivas has some independence to go there and there. No fault of Krishna. This is the independence. Jivas are not like a linseed doll or anything. They have some independence to look here and there. But if they are looking towards Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan, at once Jog Maya will help and they will go there. And those who are by nature, they will see here. No. At once Mahamaya will attract them, they will come. No fault of Krishna at all. While Krishna made it, that they should suffer? No. This is also a pastimes of Krishna. Very valuable and very, very good. Very pleasant and sweet. You cannot understand now in your stage. But when at least you can come in our stage, then you can realize, little. So now you should chant. You should follow your guru. You should follow all these principles. Don't make a decision that Jivas has come from Golok direct. Swamiji has never told, but they are now making some points that, he has told. But I know, practically I know, he has told to me. And in Shastra, I know that history has collected, you have so many of Swamiji words, that he never accepted that all the jivas has come from Golok Vrindavan. Taddham. Jad gatva na nivartate taddham paramamam. Oh, Golok is such a dham where there is no maya. Only maha jog maya is there. A person, severely doing, chanting, remembering, and following. Shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and prem he has loved. After long, long, long time. And if anyhow he has gone in the Golok Vrindavan dham and serving Krishna, there is no chance at all to fall down. Never. There is no example at all in this whole scriptures of Vedas. Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, he was very worldly. He used to tell that, take him big kanthi mala and take him only and taking and doing Hare Krishna and what doing? Duplicity, hypocrisy, folly. They are Kalichala. They are actually no Vaishnava. No symptom of Vaishnava in them. They want a voting. Voting Siddhant will not do. I will not do here. Experts are experts. Guru are guru. By vote we will elect any Acharya or guru. It is totally out of against Vaishnava law. Who made Swamiji guru? Who made? Acharya? Prabhupada has made him. He gets certificate that after me you will be Acharya and you will do so these things. Has he done? Anyone? His their services makes them. There was no duplicity in him. But very kind, merciful to all. Here I like this path. And he served like. Or Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada has not made him Acharya. Never. He gave tilak that you, after me you should be Acharya. But he has become very famous Acharya, like a lion. Acharya. Those who will serve their Gurudev properly, they will be Acharya. Who made Sukhdev Goswami Acharya? Who made Jiva Goswami Acharya? Who made all? Who made Gaur Govinda Maharaj Acharya? Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. Who made Gaur Kishore Das Raj Maharaj? Has he told that after me you should be Acharya? Those who will serve their Gurus appropriately, following the footprints of our Guru Parampara, especially of Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Automatically, whole world will recognize him like Acharya. So by service. So jivas actually not following from Golok Vrindavan. Can you give some examples? Yes, you should. You should have a strong belief that they have not come from Golok Vrindavan, but for marginal points. They have come from Karnayadok Sai Vishnu. And from Tatastha Shakti, Jeevi is himself Tatastha Shakti. But those who are liberated in Golok Vrindavan, they cannot be covered by Maya. Never and never. It is quite absurd.
And whoever is telling that Jeevi has fallen down from the voice of the planet, they are falling down from the devotion.
Omajanam Timurandasya Janam Janasalakaya Chatsuranavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Venama. All over Srila Prabhupada's books, he confirms Srila Gurudev's statements that the jiva never fell from Goloka Vrindavan. In the very first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, first verse, last line, it is stated, Dhamna svena sada nirastikuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Vyasadeva says, I meditate on that absolute truth, Sri Krishna, who is eternally living, eternally resides in his own abode, which is forever free from illusion. That means at no time, at any moment, there's any amount of any maya there. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the history of the fall of Jayan Vijay, Parikit Maharaj asks Sukadeva Goswami, how is it possible that Jayan Vijay could have fallen down from that realm? I don't believe it. Any pure devotee will not believe it. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the conclusion is that the jiva never falls from the spiritual realm. Jayan Vijay had a desire to please the Lord, as all associates of the Lord have only one desire, and that is to give him pleasure. So Lord Narayan has a desire to enjoy Vira Ras, chivalrous mood. But who in Vaikuntha will he fight with? Everyone is his devotee. So Jayan Vijay were desiring that we should do something to fulfill this desire. Knowing that they had that desire to please them, Lord Narayan called on Yogamaya to come and arrange for the four Kumaras to come and for the gatekeepers, Jayan Vijay, to be cursed by the four Kumaras to come to this material world to be demons. But actually, they never became demons. They only a part of them manifested in this world in order to give the Lord pleasure in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev and in the form of Lord Varaha. And that very same Jayan Vijay remained at that same time in Vaikuntha at their post as gatekeepers. Only their manifestations came here. Also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instruction to Sri Sanatana Goswami that there are two kinds of living entities. Those who are eternal associates of the Lord who have never seen this material world, and those Nitya Buddha, the jivas who've come to this material world who've never yet seen that world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making a distinction between the two. Also, Srila Prabhupada says in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this very same statement that Srila Gurudev made, that the living entity is coming from Karanadakshai Vishnu. And from that point, because the Viraja River, you might say, there's no such thing as the Viraja River as a river made of water. It just means the dividing point between the material world and the spiritual world. That is within the Lord. So from within the Lord they came out, and as Gurudev said, coming out from his glance, which is full of light. And in that light, they had enough intelligence to decide to look this way or that way. So Srila Prabhupada confirms in every turn. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sri Sanatana Goswami that beyond the Viraja River, which is the dividing point between the material and spiritual worlds, there's no maya. What to speak of on the Vaikuntha planet or in the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Gurudev quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, and we've seen that in Srila Prabhupada's translation and commentary of Bhagavad Gita, that when one experiences a higher taste, he leaves the lower taste. So even in ruchi, taste, one has no desire for material pleasures. In ashakti, in bhav, what to speak of prema, and what to speak of the devotees who are in rapture enjoying the pleasures of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna says in the Gita that one who takes shelter of my spiritual energy, they're free from Maya. That spiritual energy is Yoga Maya, and Yoga Maya is a fraction of Srimati Radhika. So one who is serving Radha and Krishna, there's no question of ever having the desire to come to this material world. Thank you.
Thank you. Also one thing. What?
In some places, Swamiji has written letters.
What?
He's saying that in some places, Srila Prabhupada said in letters that the jiva fell. But that's not true at all.
No.
Never true at all. One devotee wrote Prabhupada a letter, did we ever see Krishna? Were we ever with Krishna? And Prabhupada replied, yes, we were with Krishna, just like the child before coming out of the mother's womb was with the father. In other words, he's saying, no, we never saw Krishna. We were with Krishna because we came from Krishna, from Krishna's tattvic shakti, but that person who came out of his mother's womb was never with the father. Later on, he meets the father. So it's only our misinterpretation of Srila Prabhupada that we think he wrote that.
Especially one thing. Oh. Letter cannot be proof sometimes. If he has written himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Gita explanation, in Bhagavata explanation, these are authentic. These are proofs. For a little baby, he can write a letter like so, but it is not proof. I know, I've read that. So, this was for a baby to. No. Yeah. That we are giving a baby medicine quinine. Quinine, you know? But I'm telling, oh, it is very boy, baby. Oh, it is very sweet, evisceration. Oh, this is not evidence and giving. Similarly, in letter what he has told to someone, very low person, not as authentic proof he has written. Yes, certainly. Oh, they can give this proof that Chitraketu Maharaj has fallen down. But actually he never fall down. Why? He was a liberated soul. And he came to his friend Shankar Mahadev. And Shankar was naked, sitting, taking very beautiful Uma Parvati in his lap. And he was he was doing parihas.
Joking.
A friend can joke when we both are in same level. He was not less than Shankar. He was his god brother and full liberated. So he told that, oh, what you are doing? Naked, quiet, taking this beautiful young lady in your lap. What all will see and what they will take essence. And he was laughing. Or Shankar also was smiling. But she cannot tolerate. And at once he gave a course to him. Oh, you should be a demon. And then Shankar was very worried and told that, you have done very wrong. He is liberated soul. Whether he is in this world or here, there, oh, he will be devotee. No transformation, nothing. And if he has power to resist it, that you should be a demon, I will not be. Oh, he can do like that. But how humble he is, because he is Vaishnava. He tolerated it and took your course. So he has nothing, na sochati, no kaṅkṣati. See, he is more than that. So if he has wished, then he has also cost to you, but he could not do. And willingly he came. Why? To establish that truth. That whether they will be in this world, whether they will be in hell, nothing. Everywhere they will glorify their Prabhu and they will give instruction all to serve Krishna. That is why Chatraketu Maharaj became a demon for a very few time, short time. And what he was doing? Oh, Indra became to wonder, very wonder. Oh, how can I kill? And he is telling that, oh, kill me. By this body I cannot serve my Prabhu, so kill me. But he could not. Even his vajra, thunderbolt was felt. Then he began to pray. High class of prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ajata paksha iva mataram khada tanne jatha bachchatvara sudhasa priyeva jatha jatha. You are misguiding. Vishutam vishanna je anaram bindakya didikshate sma. Oh, very high. Oh, this, he has the mood of gopis to serve Krishna. Oh, from this, Srila Vyasadev or Sukhdev Goswami, he glorified the love and affection of gopis. So he was not fallen from Golok Vrindavan. Only to establish this truth, he came. Also, we can tell Bharat Maharaj. You know Bharat Maharaj? I also want to tell you that when Jai Vijay, they became demon for 3 years. But even they were Jai Vijay. I told? Oh, you told? Oh, they were staying there. And for their manifestation came here. And he was like a demon. They can have so many forms. So many. You know how many forms Yashoda has?
Unlimited.
How many? Unlimited. Unlimited. Like Krishna. Narad, so many forms. In Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, here, there, lakhs and lakhs. In all universe. In one universe, one Vrindavan. He is there. We cannot imagine all these things. Anyone can count these stars in the sky and the sands in this world, earth, but he cannot glorify how are the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Brahma has told like this. Now we are coming to the point that any jeev, it is absurd for them to come from Golok Vrindavan. They can come with Krishna to help his pastime. Like Sridham Subal. So any liberated soul, he is more expert than those who are always in Golok. Because they know also, they have some idea of this world. And also the idea of there. So Krishna sends them here. That is a blessed soul. Oh, to go and you should help them. That is why he sends all these things. So now we are coming to a conclusion that religion is one. God is one. There are so many jivas. If whole universe will be liberated, even from the one drop of our blood, also perhaps jivas will come out, and if they will human body, lakhs universe will again fulfill. So Krishna is very wonderful. So anyhow, we are in this world. We are all worried. Even a child, young person, he is not satisfied. and he will not satisfy in this world. They will have to hold, to give up this body. They will not take any single thing which they have collected for whole life. They will have to give up here. Also this body, they will have to give up. So try to remember Krishna and follow this doctrine, that there is one religion, and that religion is love and affection for Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Krishna. Gaur Premanam.
You said that Krishna's associates go within in the innumerable universes and they have so many expansions. Does that also apply to the sadhana synergies? Like if we ever become perfect, do we go to all those places, all those universes with Krishna at the same time?
Or if you will be like them, perfect, then, like a devotee who will be perfect, and who is always reminding the Ashtakali Lila of only Radha and Krishna, they will go to Golok Vrindavan. Those who are always worshipping Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and always remembering their pastimes, they will go to Shwetdi. And those who are reminding both, and they want to serve both, it is practical, it can be. So they are divided into two, one, and they go to both places. And in there are so many universes, and there is Shwet Deep, Vrindavan, or they may be there. So, but if they are perfect and liberated, then it will.
Ketu Maharaj, you should
Sankarsan
mantra.
Huh?
Ketu Maharaj,
mantra.
Who?
Ketu Maharaj, you receive Sankarsan mantra.
Oh, if I am taking mantra from my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Gaur Maharaj, and if I have this, then taking the mantra from Baladev Prabhu, and he cannot be like gopis? Why not? But it may be originally, but after that he may have this. Maybe. It may be that he was friend of Narad Muni and Narad Muni has given. No harm. Don't doubt. Sanakshanandan Sanatan. What they are? No. It may be they are originally Jnani Bhakta. But if they are chanting and remembering Ashtakali Lila, they are Guru of Ashtakali Lila, how you can tell them that they were like that? You can. Oh, it may be that they are real Brajvasi. Real Brajvasi. They have so many forms. Or Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, like Subal Siddham, like that, and also like gopis they have. Other how they are telling these things to Narad Goswami. Sanat Sanandan are telling these Ashtakali Lila to Narad. They are Guru of Narad. If they don't know and they have not practiced like that, how they can tell all these things to Narad? So. Gaur Premanande. Oh, you should sing a song. Who Brahma? Oh, lakhs and lakhs Brahma has been liberated. To whom you are telling? Who Brahma? Adiguru has been liberated. There are lakhs and lakhs Brahma who are liberated. This is last Brahma now. And he has a darshan of Krishna in Vrindavan, this Brahma. So I think that he knows the glory of gopis also. Our Guru is perfect.